Iraqi political factions have called on the US-led coalition to cooperate with the Iraqi army in its airstrikes against the ISIL terrorists. They say the cooperation should be much more effective and should be able to drag the terrorist group out of the cities they had captured. Iraqi political parties also say the strikes do not fit the threats of the ISIL terrorists. The head of the Dawa coalition said that the recent airstrikes did not give Iraqis hope for the possibility of eliminating ISIL and liberating cities. The party has called the coalition to coordinate with the Iraqi forces to be able to achieve victory. An MP in the State of Law coalition also said that the US-led coalition is not serious in its war against ISIL. However, the official assured that the Iraqi army is capable of defeating the terrorist group by its own.
We do not think that the presence of the international coalition is for military purposes. The fight against ISIL terrorists does not need more than 40 countries. So far, the operations have not been successful, which reveals that the coalition is not serious in its fight against ISIL. The coalition wants to prove that it cannot defeat the terrorist group by aerial bombardment to pave the way toward ground operations.
The Federation of the National Forces, the Sunni representative in Iraq, on Sunday declared the fear of an American occupation of Iraq under the pretext of fighting the ISIL. For the US had announced it is studying the option of sending ground troops to the country.
The size and effectiveness of these airstrikes do not define this coalition, which gathers the world's powers and major countries, those countries who have enormous military force. This coalition is nothing but a political lie, aiming at reshaping the whole region under the pretext of fighting terrorist groups.
Iraqis now have doubt about the intention of the coalition. They say the airstrikes are not effective and are not precise, and has failed to halt ISIL terrorist advance. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.